This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The charge from liberal professors and progressive activists is that this country and this president are racist. This prevents non-white minorities from experiencing true economic opportunity. Minorities face economic discrimination. Stephen Moore is a finance and economics columnist who pulled together the latest Census Bureau reports to show how well minorities have been doing. Some of that has been hard to see of late because of the economic downturn created by the pandemic lockdowns. The Census Bureau reports that from 2016 to 2019, Black incomes rose more than in any 3 years in the history of this country. Also, Black poverty rates fell to their lowest level ever recorded. It might surprise you to learn that the highest income group in America are Asians. The median family income of Asian Americans is $98,000. How did Asians, many from Japan, Korea, India, China, and Taiwan, achieve this level? He suggests it could be that they have a stronger work ethic. Maybe they are more likely to go into occupations like science, engineering, or medicine with higher salaries. He says, who knows? The point he's making is this is not what you would expect from a country that discriminates against non-white citizens. It is not what you would find in a xenophobic society. What about other minorities? The average Hispanic household makes $56,000. He agrees that this is not rich, but it is a massive leap forward from what Hispanics earn in Mexico, El Salvador, or Cuba. He also documents the gains Latinos have made in the last 3 years. Economic opportunity is only one factor, but it is an important one that is rarely mentioned when the charge of racism against minorities is cited. These facts about median household income deserve to be considered. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.